Good evening, Lehigh Valley. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse. And this evening we have another special show. I mean, I can't get over all the things that are happening in the Lehigh Valley and the opportunity I have to share what's going on with you, our WDIY listeners on Lehigh Valley Discourse. This evening we have, again, last time, if you listened to us, we had Rob Brooks from the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. And this evening we have Gunnar Fox, who is the GM of the PPL Center. Gunnar was named the GM back in March, and he came to us from the western part, and before that, Canada. But I'm going to let you listen to all of the travels he's had and in our conversation. But I think that what's most important is he is the person that is getting all this amazing talent and attracting everyone here to the Lehigh Valley in our new PPL Center. So sit back, relax, listen to us. You're going to learn a lot about what's going on. And if you had a chance to see WFMZ this week, Gunnar was up bright and early. I think it was Tuesday morning, showcasing where they are in the stages. So after this show, I welcome you to take a look at that website because the video is still on there. But welcome, Gunnar.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being a part of WDIY and Lehigh Valley Discourse. If you could just share a little bit of your background with our listeners so they sort of know where you came from and where you've been.
Yeah, absolutely. I work for Global Spectrum, which is a subsidiary of Comcast Spectacorp, which our company is a entertainment company first and foremost. We own the Philadelphia Flyers, the Wells Fargo Center down in Philadelphia. Global Spectrum is our arena management arm. And then we have Ovations Food Services as our food service, a ticketing company, Front Row Marketing as our commercial rights and premium seating sales company. So I've been working for Global Spectrum for over 8 years now, and I've been all over the place. Started in actually with the Phantoms as an intern between my junior and senior year of college, summer intern. 2005, when the Phantoms won the Calder Cup championship.
That was because you were the intern?
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
So
right, we'll make sure.
we're hoping that we have a repeat of that in the next couple years.
Absolutely.
From there, I started after graduation as an event manager at the Wells Fargo complex, which at the time included the Wells Fargo Center and the Spectrum, where the Phantoms were at that time playing. I was there for about a year and a half, and then I moved to Dawson Creek, British Columbia, which is in northern British Columbia, almost on the British Columbia-Alberta border.
That's way up.
Some reference, it's about 14 hours north of Vancouver.
14 hours north?
North, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Known as Mile Zero of the Alaska Highway, but it's still quite a ways from Alaska. When you get up that high, it... places spread out quite a bit.
Was there summer up there, or was it?
There was. It was gorgeous up there in the summer. Everything was green, and everyone was outdoors. The winter, on the other hand, quite a bit of a different story.
Yeah.
While I was there, we had a couple stints, 3 weeks at a time, where it didn't get above minus 40. With the wind
goodness.
Chill, you're probably talking minus 50, minus 60. You have to plug your car in every night, or it doesn't start the next morning. Stuff like that,
Oh, my goodness. That must have been an adjustment.
Fun times also. Yeah, absolutely. Luckily, I'm, big into outdoors, hunting, fishing, all that kind of stuff. So it was like heaven to me up there. But I was there for about a year and a half, opened the Encana Event Center in Dawson Creek, which is a 5,000-seat arena up there. That opened in September 2008. And then... moved to Rio Rancho, New Mexico, which is a suburb of Albuquerque.
Real different
climate. Absolutely. From, obviously the East Coast to the Great White North to the desert, essentially, for me. It's been quite an experience. And then I was in New Mexico for the last 5 years running the Santa Ana Star Center, which is in Rio Rancho, another Global Spectrum property.
Okay. So, because this show is about business and what all business means and brings, I thought having you tonight, we'd share a little bit about, the business of running the PPL Center and opening it and, getting things started. But you had to have some background to get that internship. So how did that come about? How did you decide to go to the college you went to? How did you decide upon the major that you had?
Yeah, I'm not extremely proud about how I decided to go. I went to Ithaca College up in Ithaca, New York, and actually didn't really know much about the school until the movie Road Trip came out. I don't know how many people are familiar with that movie. And it's not even actually about Ithaca College, but, you know, just the name Ithaca made me look into it. And, you know, they have an outstanding communications program. And at the time, that's, you know, what I thought I wanted to do, go, you know, work for ESPN or something like that.
Or WDIY.
Absolutely. And once I got there, kind of started to change focus. I didn't really, you know, exactly what I wanted to do. But got into their sports media program, again, you know, thinking that I would work, you know, in the sports industry
somewhere,
some way, shape or form. Grew up playing hockey, so I knew that I wanted to be involved in hockey. And my, you know, our counselor in our department, our sports management and media department, actually had a former student who was working at the time for the Manchester Monarchs up in New Hampshire, which is also a AHL team, actually the AHL affiliate of the Los Angeles Kings that just won the Stanley Cup. And so they had the AHL All-Star Classic weekend coming up, and I needed to do you know, field experience, field work for as part of my degree, and got the introduction there, went up and kind of, you know, helped out up there for a weekend during the All-Star game. And a few months later, I went to, you know, start applying for internships. And, you know, being from South Jersey originally, I wanted to be close for my summer internship, and applied with Comcast Spectacor, specifically in the Phantom sales department. And just so happened that the I put a call into the president of the Monarchs and said, hey, you know, if you know anybody within the Phantoms,
help.
You know, if you can make a phone call for me, that'd be great. And he actually did know, you know, one of the vice presidents with the Phantoms, and called him, and, you know, kind of the rest was history at that point. Got the internship, and then it kind of just spiraled from there.
Wow. So that's pretty exciting. It really speaks to the importance of being in a field and getting an internship right away in that field so that you can make those connections.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think networking and that internship really was, you know, what led to what I'm doing now. So I owe a lot to, you know, the people that helped me early on as part of my internship process, and, you know, part of that field work, and, you know, especially my college counselor that kind of pointed me in that direction to begin with that field work in New Hampshire. So
have you been back in touch with them do they follow you?
I do every, you know, not probably as much as I should, to be honest. Actually, one of the Phantoms, now the Lehigh Valley Phantoms, vice president of ticket sales, Eric Hansen, actually was a ticket sales representative for the Phantoms at the time when I was an intern for him. So, you know, it's kind of interesting to kind of see everything
circles.
Come full circle. And, you know, I tried for a while, you know, I try to, you know, just give my, you know, counselor an update every so on, you know, when I move somewhere new, and probably need to do that because I don't think I've reached out to her since I was here. But
well, you've been pretty busy since March, and we'll talk a little bit about that as well. But I'd like to just share, you went over a bit of the Comcast organization and the components, but I didn't realize the scope. I mean, I've heard of Comcast and, you know, Philadelphia and cable and all that kind of stuff, but this whole entertainment and all these other companies within Comcast, let's go over that sort of organizational structure again so our listeners have a good idea how this is all about and how fortunate we are to have Comcast as a part of our Lehigh Valley offering now.
Absolutely. You know, it started in back in the 60s, 1967, when, you know, Mr. Snyder, our chairman, bought the Philadelphia Flyers and built the Spectrum as a home for the Flyers, and really started to see a need for professional management of venues like this. There was, you know, and there still is a lot of municipalities that, you know, need a professional, you know, experienced, you know, someone with the expertise to come in and run their venues for them.
Are most of the arenas municipal owned by the municipality?
Quite a few of the ones, you know, that we have are, you know, it's a mix between whether it's university, municipality, private owner. But a vast majority of them are owned by a municipality. And they, you know, they hire our company to come in and manage it on their behalf in most cases. So he, you know, he really started the facility management field with that. And he it was a company that is now one of our competitors, SMG, that he divested in 1998 when he built the Wells Fargo Center. He had a, you know, a non-compete clause that he had to comply with. And when that was up, he bought a small facility management company out of Florida called Globe Facilities and turned that into Global Spectrum. And that's where Global Spectrum was born at that time. He also, you know, Comcast came in as a partner with him and created Comcast Spectacor. And then they bought, you know, a food service company, turned that into Ovations Food Service. And, they bought Paciolan, which is our ticketing company, our ticketing technology, Paciolan.
That's an odd name.
Paciolan. Yeah, it is. It's the technology, you know, arm of the ticketing side. They run all of, you know, our ticketing website and all the processes behind that. And we are very fortunate to have all the Comcast Spectacor entities at the PPL Center. Really creates a lot of synergy, and you know, we work together on a daily basis within the company, so it makes a lot of sense to have all of us
together
here and together working together on a daily basis.
But it's sort of like a menu choice for the municipality. They could take, you know, your management service, they could take your food service, your ticketing service, but they don't have to take all of them?
Absolutely. I mean, we definitely like it best when they take all of them. Mm-hmm. But we do have, you know, many accounts that are only one or two or three, and, you know, quite a few that are, you know, all four of our entities. And that's where really we're able to provide the most value to municipalities or, you know, owners, universities, whatever it may be that own these venues, is when we're able to get all of our companies, we can provide them the most, you know, the best, the most cost effective way to run their operation and, you know, do it in, you know, the most experience and with the most expertise.
So with the PPL Center, and I don't know if you mentioned this or maybe didn't catch it, you Comcast Spectacor also did consulting. Was that Comcast Spectacor?
Yes.
Was that, okay.
Yeah, we've been involved for a long time in this project. When we were getting ready to demolish the Spectrum, is the time where we really didn't have a place for the Phantoms to play anymore, and that's when, you know, Rob and Jim Brooks stepped in and, you know, decided to buy the team. They relocated them to Glens Falls, New York, for the past 5 years while they were, you know, finding the right home for, you know, the permanent home for the Phantoms. And so we've been involved in that entire process since we sold them.
Since 2009 you've been.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Okay. So it's been a long process, one that, you know, it's finally culminating in a couple months here. So we're really
excited. Coming quick. And listeners, just so you know, as I said, Rob Brooks was with us last month and talked about the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. And we talked a little bit about this transition that occurred when the Spectrum was raised and they went up to New York and then they came back here to the Lehigh Valley. And there was a question that came up after the show, you know, why didn't we look at the arena at Stabler? And I did talk to Rob about that, and basically he said that the surface wasn't conducive for what they needed to do. And so actually it was a win-win for Glens Falls to have them up there and sort of keep their base and also for him to keep the team together. So in case you were the person that asked that question, that was the response to it. So let's talk a little bit about, now this is the second center that you're opening, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I opened the Encana Event Center up in Dawson Creek, BC, in Canada, back in 2008. So it's rare, I would say. There's to be able to open two. It's a very rewarding experience. You learn a lot each time.
You have to learn quickly.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I got here in mid-March, and it's kind of been full speed ahead ever since. Between, you know, interfacing with construction and most importantly, booking the events and making sure that we have something going on once the place opens.
Okay, so when you were offered the position, you already had an idea of what was being built here. So it's not like because of your consulting arm. So you had a good background, and then you knew basically how you had to sort of start running as soon as you got here.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we have the resources behind us locally, especially with, you know, our corporate headquarters being located at the Wells Fargo Center and only an hour away. We have all those resources to be able to tap into on a daily basis that, you know, helps us to get up and running.
Sure.
Because I would never want to say that you could do this by yourself. It's all about the people that you surround yourself with. And, you know, one of my mentors very early on said, hire good people, let them do their job. And, you know, that's, I believe in that. And I think that's, you know, something that our company stands behind. And, you know, that's just how we have to do business. We have to use our resources in order to, you know, make everything happen.
Well, you can't micromanage when you're trying to put something together like this. Everybody's got to have their job and fit together.
Yeah, so. There's no time to micromanage in our business, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Not that I would want to do that anyway. I mean, I really, you know, I want to let, you know, let my employees, you know, do their thing. They're hired for a reason, and
yeah,
you know, they need to do their job.
Now, Comcast Spectacor, I mean, you were in Canada, so that's international, but they are more global than that, correct?
Absolutely. You know, most of our venues are in North America, but we're really all over the place. We have a very large facility in Singapore, the Singapore Sports Hub. We have a place in Dubai, Abu Dhabi. Really all over. We did some consulting down in Brazil for the World Cup. It's, you know, just all over the place. And, you know, it's really provides a lot of great experiences for, you know, some of the employees that get to relocate and experience a different part of the world that they may not have had that opportunity if not for Global Spectrum. So,
and the range, I mean, you mentioned a couple of things. You said universities, you know, and these arenas, but there's also theaters and...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, from, you know, large major league sporting arenas and stadiums like, you know, Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, the Wells Fargo Center, Jobbing.com Arena out in Glendale, Arizona, University of Phoenix Stadium where the Arizona Cardinals play, to, you know, small theaters, performing arts centers, convention centers, you know, all over the place. It's really all part of what we do as a company, and you know, it's really every venue that we have is very important to us.
Wow, and there's a lot of opportunities for someone who's working for the Comcast.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have over 120 venues now, and there's, you know, we're growing, it seems, every day. When I started as an employee for the company, we had 44 buildings, and now we're over 120. So we've grown by leaps and bounds. And like I said, every day, every week, it seems like we hear, oh, well, it's, you know, 124 now, 125 now. It's, you know, just it grows, and we need good people to fill positions, and we've been lucky to have some of the opportunities that we have.
Yeah. Listeners, we're going to take a break shortly, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about sort of the background with Global Spectrum, but also about what Gunnar has experienced both in coming to the Lehigh Valley and what it takes to book these groups, what it takes to begin to figure out how to plant this thing in the Lehigh Valley and make it grow in a way that his vision has it. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
For program support on WDIY, we thank Benefit Corporate Wellness from Valley Preferred, providing employers and brokers with a wellness partner focused on building a healthier future. NCQA Wellness and Health Promotion accredited for quality and value. For more facts, you can contact your broker or on the web at BenefitCorporateWellness.com.
Celtic Fair. A celebration of Celtic music and culture, from its roots in Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Galicia, and Brittany, to its branches in Australia, Cape Breton, Canada, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, and the Lehigh Valley. Bringing you music, interviews, and a weekly culture calendar every Thursday from 7 to 9 on WDIY Allentown, listener-supported community public radio.
Take
Welcome back, listeners. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse. And my guest this evening is Gunnar Fox, who is the general manager of the PPL Center for Comcast SpectCorp. And we're getting a little bit of background about Comcast, about Gunnar. We're going to talk about the business of the center as well. And I'd like to start out first by just asking Gunnar, I can imagine what your thoughts are when you said you had to go to Dawson Creek, and then from Dawson Creek to New Mexico. But had you been familiar with the Lehigh Valley before you got this opportunity to come to the Lehigh Valley?
I've been watching this building specifically for a long time, just, you know, being
curious.
A previous intern of the Phantoms, I always thought it would be a great fit for me. I grew up in South Jersey, as I said, as pretty much bleeding orange and black my entire life. And it just, you know, it was the right fit. So I've been watching it since, you know, the opportunity presented itself a little bit. Other than that, growing up, I know about the Lehigh Valley, really. Dorney Park and, you know, the Eagles used to have spring training here. That was really it before I started to kind of get into, you know, learning more about, you know, what the Lehigh Valley is all about.
Okay, so Discover Lehigh Valley had done their job that you had been aware of Dorney Park and, you know, so
there
the
you
tourism.
Go. Absolutely.
So let me ask you this, and it's catching you a little bit off guard, but now that you're here, is there anything that sort of has been like an aha or a surprise or geez, I wouldn't have thought that about the Lehigh Valley or anything unexpected?
I wouldn't say really. You know, I think everything's been great so far. Haven't really had a whole lot of time to come up for air, to be honest.
Okay.
Between, you know, moving here and, you know, getting right into, you know, the building and getting the family settled in and everything like that, it's been kind of just go, go, go.
You haven't had a chance to sit back at your desk and put your feet up yet,
not
huh?
Really. No, not. I don't know that that'll ever happen, to be honest.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's everyone's the people have been great, too. You know, I haven't really it's really great to come into a community and where, you know, the people are really supportive of what you're trying to do. And that's a really good thing. It's positive, you know, makes you feel good about moving forward and, you know, making sure that you are doing things that are going to benefit the community.
Yeah. It's well, and I think, you know, you and Brooks and, you know, everybody that I've met that's connected with this, that's come to the Lehigh Valley has been so impressive and wanting to get engaged with the Lehigh Valley that it just, it's so helpful to have that additional spirit join ours. So it, you know, I applaud you guys. It's great to see. Let's talk about a little bit about opening up a center. Now, you said about attracting groups, but what types of things, let's talk facility first, what types of things have you had to sort of oversee at this point or keep an eye on first as far as the facility, and then let's talk about how do you grab these share and Eagles and, you know, whomever?
As far as the facility goes, you know, like I said before, we have great resources and great people around us that are involved in that process, you know, from, you know, the people down at the headquarters in Philly to Rob and Jim Brooks personally are involved on a daily basis in the, you know, the construction of the building and, you know, the great construction crew that we have over there. It's more of just kind of, you know, making sure things are going to turn out the way we need them to and,
okay,
you know, making sure that we can actually have the shows that we want to have and all that kind of stuff. So that's been kind of the focus so far. You know, it's a great design on the building, and, you know, we're just excited to get in there and, you know, show people what you know, the type of entertainment that we're going to provide for the community.
And it's a wide variety. And
no, absolutely.
When we had met before tonight, I mean, from Eagles to Cher to professional bull riding to, I mean, those are all. And no, to hockey,
no,
obviously,
absolutely.
But it's all very different. How do you, number one, how do you work on attracting those groups first? And then two, how do you manage to support the diversity of the requirements that each have?
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, as I said before, you know, the building is, you know, there's a great design of it, a great crew behind the scenes that are making everything happen right now, you know, construction wise. And it's really designed to be a multi-purpose facility. And we want to showcase the diversity of the building and, you know, provide something for everyone in the community. And as, you know, as far as attracting the shows, that's the daily, you know, ins and outs of our business is, you know, trying to bring more and more and more. Our goal is no dark nights, as we call it. So no nights where there's nothing going on.
Now,
you know, obviously there are going to be some of those nights, but we try to minimize them as much as we can. And, you know, we use the resources that our company has. You know, we have a network of over 120 venues that we're able to tap into. We have booking calls, you know, every couple weeks with all of our general managers where we talk about what's coming up. And, you know, that provides a lot of opportunity, and the constant communication between all of us really helps us. You know, it helps each region, each general manager in each building to stay on top of things. And, you know, a lot of it is the, you know, the resources and the reputation and the network that our company has throughout the entertainment industry.
Well, and in addition to sort of understanding the area that you're in, but you're pulling from your target market's pretty wide, correct?
No, absolutely. I mean, we, you know, obviously our primary market is the Lehigh Valley, but, you know, we do expect people to come from, you know, potentially from Philadelphia, Reading, Wilkes-Barre, Hershey, you know, all around, really, you know, Northern Jersey, New York City. We expect, and, you know, we know that they are coming because we have the data from some of the first shows that have gone on sale as to, you know, we know where some of the people are coming from.
Right. And that's an incredible net to be able to pull all that. But there's also a philosophy that, in marketing, you test and market. And that's sort of, you're doing that for a whole year, correct?
Absolutely.
Trying to get a good feel?
Absolutely. You know, the first year of opening a building is really an inaugural season of firsts. You know, we have the first rock concert and the first more pop concert. We have the first bull riding event. You know, the first basketball game was announced yesterday with the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Okay.
We'll have the first hockey game when the season starts. We'll have the first family show and the first, you know, it'll be a season of firsts for us. And, you know, right now we want to try everything because we want to, you know, learn through this process of what is going to work, what's not going to work. So we need to be open and, you know, try everything and anything that we can. And, you know, with the goal being to minimize those dark nights and try to have something happening all the time. And while, you know, still trying to be diverse in what we're providing, because we can't do a rock concert every night of the year. We can't do a hockey game every night of the year. You know, you're going to max out at some point.
Yeah.
And you need to provide something for everyone in the community because it is the community's building.
Okay. And so the size of things, now it'll seat... Is it 10,000 for a concert?
Over 10,000 for a concert with the right setup, of course, and then about 8,500 for hockey.
Okay. So will you be looking at having all your opportunities for entertainments between 8,500 and 10,000?
No, not necessarily. You know, we can cut down to about 5,000. We can really cut down the building to whatever we need to fit whatever show we need to. Obviously, we want to have as many 10,000 capacity events as we can, but that we're not going to limit that to just that market. You know, there's a large market out there of, you know, artists and acts and different events that can, you know, put between, you know, 3,000 and 6,000 people into the building, and, you know, we're not going to shy away from that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I remember once when I worked for Meridian, which is the predecessor bank of Wells Fargo, and it was in the Meridian Center. Down in Philadelphia, we rented out the center and did an employee meeting with Bill Cosby. And it was spectacular to be able to have a facility like that, to be able to do something.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's another option that we have for different, you know, companies in the Lehigh Valley to be able to do that kind of thing. We have a great club space that not like a club, like nightclub, but more of a club area, club lounge type space where we can do about 200 to 250 people for meetings, small banquets, that kind of thing. And then obviously the arena floor where we can hold, you know, large banquets, formal dinners. You know, our video board is out of this world. It's unbelievable. That's going to start getting installed hopefully soon here in the next, you know, month or so. That'll start to go in. And
yeah, we're getting close to September, aren't we?
Yeah, we'll have... that has the capabilities to actually, we can lower it down so that we could actually do a PowerPoint presentation to people sitting in the stand. So it's really, really neat things that we can do with that. And the possibilities are really endless. But, you know, they really designed and are constructing this place to be multi-use and multi-purpose, and we want to really showcase that diversity and versatility of the building.
Okay, and obviously there's a lot of technology involved in all these aspects, and I know from doing small events myself, I always panic because technology is the one thing that can always sort of throw you for a loop. Are you a backup person? I mean, how do you handle
it? Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have all the infrastructure in place, and, you know, that's why I have great people around me to make sure that all that stuff is running as it should.
Oh, I remember doing a PowerPoint presentation once with a video in it, and nothing worked. And even after testing it and everything was working fine, it was just like, so that's my nightmare. let's talk a little bit about a facility that, well, in New Mexico, you told me that you were surrounded by a bunch of casinos there. So, and casinos bring in entertainment, and so that sort of competition of a certain level, you know. And here, obviously, we have the Sands, and we've got some other art venues, entertainment venues. But it seems to me that you're filling a niche that we couldn't fit before.
Yeah, that I think that's exactly right. You know, obviously some of the other venues that are around have a little bit of a smaller capacity, and, you know, we're really bringing in things that wouldn't be able to play in some of those. I mean, there's going to be things that, you know, maybe could have played in a different venue that, you know, that'll come to the PPL Center. But we're really, you know, hoping to bring a lot of new things as well. You know, obviously the Eagles and Cher, professional bull riders, that kind of thing. We have another exciting concert announcement coming tomorrow morning.
Okay, when do we hear it? Where do we get WFMZ? What are you doing, a press conference?
It's not a press conference. It'll be announced tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Okay.
Through all the media outlets.
Okay.
But that's exciting. We'll have another announcement next week, and, you know, it's just going to go on and on as we continue to build the event calendar and, you know, fill in with the events, and then, you know, the hockey schedule will get released, you know, at some point later in the summer, and, you know, then we'll be able to really dial in the calendar with more diversity.
Sure, and fit everything around what's going on there. It would seem to me that, and I'm a novice, obviously, because I don't run a facility, it would seem to me sort of hard to have ice one night and then bull riding the next night when you're bringing in tons of dirt, and then maybe how do you adjust? You had said that there is some substructure that's built into this facility.
I mean, it starts with the great operations crew that we're building. They're the ones that really make it happen. But we have an ice floor that goes on top of the ice and acts as a dual insulator, keeps the ice cold and keeps people's feet on the top from freezing. The glass comes down. Some of the dashboards come out to set up for a concert or bull riding, or, you know, a family show or a monster truck show, whatever that may be. Basketball game, that basketball court would go right on top of that ice floor.
Oh, okay. So where do you have to store all this stuff someplace?
Yeah, absolutely. We have
boy.
To store all that inside the building, most of it. And then, you know, we usually do that overnight. It takes anywhere from, you know, 4, 6, 8 hours, depends on how much manpower you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we could get into situations where we have two events in one day and we need to do what we call a quick change. Where we go from, say, hockey to basketball, or, you know, hockey to something else, or something else to hockey. And, you know, we can usually, again, depending on the manpower, we usually can pull that off in under 2 hours in order to, you know, hold both events. Do, you know, say a hockey game at 1 p.m. and a basketball game at 8:00 at night.
You have to match those. You don't want to do a hockey game and professional bull riding.
No, that one's a little more, that's got a little more detail to it.
Or mustard trucks.
With the dirt coming in, but.
Yeah. Do you find that when you when you're booking these groups or entertainment acts, that they are familiar with the Lehigh Valley now? I mean, or do you have to do an education on the valley when they say,
no,
where are we,
I mean,
coming?
For the most part, they're very familiar. They're, you know, obviously we have the Allentown Fair that has been bringing in first-class entertainment for years. So a lot of these acts are very familiar with the market. They know that, obviously, you know, with the Eagles, you know, they can come in and sell tickets, and that's the most important thing to them, is to make sure that they can, you know, sell tickets and perform to a crowd.
Okay, now is the Eagles sold out now?
It's not officially sold out. I mean, we've released some additional seats that are obstructive view, side view type seats. Okay. But for the most part, tickets are very, very limited.
Okay. What about Cher? How's that doing?
Cher's doing very, very well. We expect that to sell out. And then you know, the Globetrotters and PBR is also selling very, very well.
Okay. Now, you had mentioned to me, and you mentioned on WFMZ about purchasing tickets. Why don't you share that with our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of I don't think this is uncommon, but you know, there's a lot of things out there that, you know, if you type into a Google search, you know, Cher Allentown or Eagles Allentown, you're going to have websites pop up that are not affiliated with the PPL Center in any way. They pay a lot of money to come up in the first couple, you know, couple, you know, things of the search, and they're not affiliated with us. Excuse me. And you know, it's important for people to know, and for us to educate the ticket buying public, to always go to pplcenter.com, or, you know, the building's official ticketing website, which is currently pplcenter.com.
Okay, and so that then goes to your group, which is not Ticketmaster, which is not some of these other things.
It's no, absolutely. That's strictly our group, and you know, that is the only official way to purchase tickets is through our website.
Okay, online. Okay, terrific. I wanted to make sure we'll probably emphasize that again. But when I looked at some of the acts and things that you have been associated with before, in I don't know whether it was New Mexico or whether it was up in Canada, but Alan Jackson, Carrie Underwood, Cirque du Soleil, these are great groups. Chances we might see them
absolutely.
Here in the Valley.
Anything's possible in the Lehigh Valley, absolutely. You know, my goal, again, is to provide a diverse lineup of events. But, you know, we are constantly, you know, we do have relationships. And, you know, those acts specifically do, you know, play a lot of our global spectrum buildings. So, you know, we are hoping that, you know, all those acts, like you said, are first class, and our door is always open for all entertainment acts to come in. It's just a matter of finding the right time in their touring schedule, and, you know, to make sure that it works for everybody.
Okay. And I would imagine our location, because we're close to the Wells Fargo Center, you know, we're sort of in route, sort of up north.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're very strategically positioned as far as that goes, to where, you know, it's a pretty quick trip down to Philadelphia. It's a quick trip up to New York. You know, we're very, very well positioned in that aspect. You know, if you look at the Eagles schedule, you know, a couple of nights before us, they're in Newark at the Prudential Center. The night after us, they're at Madison Square Garden. The night after that, they're in Boston at the TD Garden. So we're in some very, very good company in that aspect.
Okay, so we're on the right highway here.
Absolutely.
In the Lehigh Valley.
Absolutely.
Terrific. Okay. When we're going to take another short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the amenities of the PPL Center and some of the things that Gunnar is working with. But please stay tuned. You're going to hear more about exciting things happening in Allentown.
WDIY is pleased to partner with Ice House Tonight, a performing arts series presenting the Second Story Blues Alliance, featuring Women in the Blues on Saturday, June 28th at the Charles A. Brown Ice House at 8 p.m., featuring Bev Conklin, Kim Brewer, Octavia Lamb, and their bands. For more information, 610-867-8208.
Folk music. From the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world, you'll find it all on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. here on WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.
Taking care of business, and working overtime.
Welcome back, Lehigh Valley. This is Sally Hanlon, your host this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse. And my guest in the studio this evening is Gunnar Fox, who is the general manager of the new PPL Center in downtown Allentown. And we've been talking a bit about the center. We've been talking a little bit about Gunnar's background and how he got to be the general manager where he's at. Talked about the facility and sort of the business of operating the facility, some of the groups coming in. And Gunnar, you had mentioned this wonderful screen that we have. Is this like one of the first in the Comcast Spectacor group to have this screen?
Oh no, not by a long shot.
Oh, I would say.
I mean, it's a full video capability, video board, center hung scoreboard. But it is, you know, the latest and greatest as far as technology goes. It's definitely on par with, you know, some of the major sports arenas, you know, across the country, as far as the capabilities that the center hung scoreboard, as well as the LED ribbon that we have that you probably see at other, you know, sports arenas, mm-hmm. you know, that they have, you know, it really adds to the fan experience. And that's really, you know, what our goal, you know, as well as, you know, you can provide the events, but, you know, the number one thing for us is really to make sure that every fan comes in and leaves with having the best possible experience that they can.
Okay, now when you talk about fan experience, for a lot of us in the Lehigh Valley, the Iron Pigs, the Coca-Cola Stadium sort of introduced us to sort of really hands-on and understanding what it means to get engaged and have the audience mm-hmm. engaged in all the activities. Is that the same type of thing that will happen with the AHL?
I wouldn't say identical, but it really is not just a hockey game.
Okay.
It's an entertainment experience. It's fun for the whole family. So that's really what we try to do and, you know, try to, again, provide the best possible experience, whether that's a, you know, 2 or 3 year old kid or, you know, up to, you know.
Someone my age. Okay. You can say it.
Yeah, exactly. A 31 year old.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. With this center, we are getting a multitude of other businesses that are a part of the center. I mean, one is WFMZ is putting in a studio. I'm so excited about that, that we'll have like New York.
You know, yeah, absolutely.
A window onto the Hamilton Street with our news. And Tim Hortons is coming down. I love Tim Hortons in Canada, and I'm
absolutely.
So excited about it.
I actually boycotted coffee ever since I left Canada, and now that we're having Tim Hortons back, I can start drinking coffee again.
It's extremely exciting.
I
told my husband, because we go to Canada several times in the summer, and I said, yes, we're going to have one. We don't have to chase it around in Canada to find one. We've got a fitness
One of our founding partners, Lehigh Valley Health Network, has an office complex and a, you know, sports medicine and a fitness center that's connected to the building. We also have a hotel that'll be connected to the building on the 7th Street side. So we're really excited. You know, it's really part of the revitalization of downtown Allentown. And, you know, we're really excited to be a part of that and, you know, provide what we can from the event side and, you know, getting involved with the community, you know, do our part to help in that revitalization.
The other places that you've worked or that Comcast Spectacor manages, do they have all those other types of businesses associated with them? Is this something different or?
As far as, you know, businesses being connected to the building, it's not, I wouldn't say we're the only one, but it is a unique situation that we have.
Okay.
It's definitely, you know, an opportunity, and you know, we look at it, you know, again, to provide the best possible experience not only to the fans that are coming in to our building, but we want everyone that comes down to downtown Allentown to have a, you know, a safe and a fun experience down there. And, you know, everything that's going on down there right now is just gonna, you know, be for the better in the long run.
Okay, so we're getting close to the Eagles.
It's absolutely.
I
looked at my tracker today. It was 85 days away.
85
so,
days and
yeah.
counting. Okay. So what's happening inside right now? What are sort of the milestones that are happening inside the facility?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this week we had, they were testing the ice floor what we do is we, you know, cool down the floor to make sure that everything's working properly. We're getting ready very soon for the seating to start getting get installed. Obviously, the scoreboard and all that stuff will be coming. And then, you know, to that, you know, beyond that, it's really a lot of finishing work at this point. You know, all the steel is in and the walls are up for the most part. And, you know, it's starting to really take shape inside. It's getting really exciting for us.
Starting to look like what the vision was. But that's a lot to still do in 85 days. I mean, the finishing work alone, let alone making sure the technology and everything is functioning.
No, absolutely. It's definitely, you know, there's a lot to do. But, you know, we are on schedule from everything that I'm being told. So that's exciting. And, you know, we should launch with great expectations with the Eagles. And then a couple of days later, we have Cher. And, you know, we're going to add some more in you know, as time goes on, we'll, you know, keep adding events and adding to the diversity of the events.
Okay, now the hotel, the Marriott Renaissance, will that be open in time for?
I'm not 100% sure on that. A close neighbor of ours and a partner of ours, and, you know, we're going to be working very closely with them, but I'm not really 100% sure on their timeline at this point.
I'm going to have the general manager from the hotel on the show in September, but I wasn't sure with all these groups starting to come in. I mean, what a nice fit to have the accommodations right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, okay. Now, I think you had said that you were in the throes of looking for some employees at one. Was there a job fair recently?
No, we do have a job fair coming up July 17th. Actually, today was the Get Ready, Get Set in preparation of the job fair. We were down at the Lehigh County government building doing some, you know, introductions to our company and, you know, providing people with some of the opportunities that are going to be available, answering some questions there. And, you know, I actually, you know, just got an email. We had over 400 people come down just to learn more about what's going to be available to them. So that's really encouraging to know that there's a huge interest out there from people to, you know, be a part of the PPL Center.
Okay, and the Lehigh Valley Workforce Investment Board is working with you, correct?
Absolutely. They've been great partners for us. You know, they just want to help in any way that they can. And, you know, we're grateful to have a partner like that that can, you know, help us to find candidates. And, you know, we want to make sure, again, that the fan experience is the best that absolutely can be. And, you know, we're looking for good candidates. You know, we're not going to just hire anybody. We're going to hire the best people that we possibly can and, you know, put them through our customer service training and make sure that, you know, everyone that comes through that building is having the best possible experience.
Let's talk about that, because you have an on the website. It's how you doing. And I think this is really terrific for an organization your size to have such a program that permeates all levels and is so important to the customer, the visitor, the spectator, as well as co-workers. Yeah. Can you share a little bit about what that program is?
No, absolutely. How You Doing program, that's our customer service program, and really what it's designed to do is to, you know, help our employees to engage with customers, because we really truly want to know how they're doing. It's designed so that we are approaching our fans and our patrons before they have to ask questions for us. So, you know, if they have problem, we can rectify that. And, you know, some things that we talk about as part of that program is, you know, turning customer ones into customer threes, and customer three is the highest possible
fan.
Yeah. They're the ones that are leaving excited and wanting to come back. And that's what we want. We want return customers. We want people to leave and, they can't wait to come back to the PPL Center for the next event. So our customer service program has been great. And, you know, we reward the employees. We have little how you doing cards, we call them, so that, you know, when the supervisors see an employee going above and beyond.
Catching them doing something right.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not just doing something right. It's really, truly going above and beyond, you know, their job to go out of their way to assist someone. They get a how you doing card, and then they get, you know, they fill the back out with their information and they get entered into what win prizes, you know, whether that's, you know, I'm not speculating, but a night stay at the Renaissance or, you know, dinner at Chicky and Pete's for two and or, you know, free coffee for a week at Tim Hortons, you know, whatever that may be.
Well, that would be a good one.
Whatever that may be, you know, we do prizes and we do a monthly drawing and then, you know, we'll do, you know, pep rallies and stuff like that for the employees. And, you know, it really provides for a really positive work environment for us.
Yeah. If somebody's listening and they're thinking, geez, I'd like an opportunity maybe to see what is available, can they contact the Workforce Investment Board and find out what's going on? What's the procedure?
Yeah, absolutely. They could contact the Workforce Investment. They can always, you know, give us a call in the office and find out what's going on. They could stop by the office anytime they want. You know, I'd be more than happy to sit down with anybody and just explain some of the opportunities that we have. And, you know, once we get the job fair going in July, that's when we'll be, you know, formally accepting applications for a lot of that stuff. And okay. We also post all of our full-time positions on teamworkonline.com. And, you know, with that, we're looking for, again, obviously, we're always looking for the best possible candidate. But, you know, a lot of that stuff, we're looking for specific skills and industry knowledge, that kind of thing. But, you know, we're always on the market for, you know,
good
new,
people.
Eager, good people.
A couple of position types. Are you looking for your setup teams? Are you, like, staging people? You're looking for hostesses? I don't know what you call customer service reps.
Really runs the gamut. Customer service, event staff, from ushers, ticket takers, security staff. You know, we're going to need, you know, the ops crew as we continue to build the ops crew. They're the ones that are, you know, setting up the stage and covering the ice and taking the glass down and putting it back up for the next hockey game. And
the ones that won't need a gym membership.
Yeah, absolutely, they won't. I've actually done that. You know, we've done quite a few team building activities with all our full time staff where we do the changeover ourselves, and I can tell you firsthand that you don't need a gym membership after doing that.
Wow.
And then, you know, on the ovations, the food services side, they're going to need bartenders and hostesses and waiters and, you know, concession stand workers and warehouse and chefs and cooks and, you know, everything down the gamut. You know, the Phantoms are going to be looking for, you know, merchandise sales people that have audiovisual experience. You know, people that have some sales experience at some point, people to be on the game day crew. You know, there's going to be a lot of opportunities out there. And, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, again, we're, you know, looking for the best possible people, but we want to make sure that everyone knows about the opportunities.
Sure. And a lot of part-time opportunities, because you have to just sort of ebb and
flow
with the.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of our opportunities are driven by the event calendar and what
sure.
we have going on. So it is not, you know, I plan for it to be steady work because that means we have a lot going on.
Well,
but
there's not a dark night.
Exactly.
So
it
can't be a dark day either.
You know, our busy season is really between, you know, like September and April.
Okay.
We slow down a little bit in the summer, but my goal is to have us not slow down too much.
Well, and if it's hot like this and you've got the ice, we're all going to be in there sitting
absolutely.
On that floor. So
absolutely.
We'll keep it going.
And hopefully we have the ice in well into June, because that means the Phantoms are well into the playoffs and hopefully fighting for a Calder Cup.
Okay. Oh, once again.
Absolutely.
Because yeah, you're at the realm here.
All the pieces are in place.
That's right. The stars are aligning for this. Gunnar, if you had a word of advice for someone that's listening that wanted to get into sort of your line of work, whether it's a student, whether it's maybe somebody who might go back to school, whatever, what are the types of things that you found most important in your education that sort of helped move you along to prepare you for this, that they should maybe look for those types of?
Well, first and foremost, I would say go to Ithaca College.
Okay.
I have to give them a plug, right?
Penn State, I don't know.
But no, you know, I think the most important thing for me was my internship and, you know, networking and, you know, just getting to know as many people as possible and, you know, making sure that when an opportunity pops up, that your name sticks in their head.
Well, and I think the other thing, too, is as you mentioned, when that cup was happening up in Boston and you were on break, mm-hmm. you went up to help, even though it was not something that was sort of a formally scheduled. So
yeah,
you showed the initiative to.
Yeah, that was actually in Philadelphia. You know, during my senior year of college, you know, when we had Thanksgiving break or Christmas break or spring break, I would always go over to the Wells Fargo Center and, you know, just shadow people, learn as much as I could. And, you know, I think that really helped me to gain a better understanding of the business. And it kind of prolonged unofficially my internship.
Okay. So you did that after you had your formal internship in the summer, and then after that you just kept coming back whenever you could to see if you could be of assistance or shadow or.
Yeah, I mean at that point I had already had discussions and kind of had a job waiting, okay. fortunately, for when I graduated, and so it was more of a, you know, a phone call, hey, can I come learn?
Right.
Essentially.
Right. So and I think that for most employers, that initiative, the showing of the initiative to do something with or without pay or, you know, just as an educational basis, is just so critical. And so if you want something bad enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you don't go to Florida on spring break.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you put your nose to the grindstone. Okay, we're running down into the last few minutes of this show. So, Gunnar, what would you like the listeners to keep in mind as we're heading down those 85 days? Anything, I mean, we let's talk about the ticket number or the way to get tickets again, but anything else that you want to make sure that we're aware of so that we keep in tune with what you're doing?
No, just, you know, I think it's really important for us. Again, we want to provide something for everyone in the community. We're going to focus on the versatility of the building and the diverse events, and make sure that we do provide something for everyone. And, I'm really excited to get the building open, and, you know, this is going to be a great thing for the city of Allentown and the Lehigh Valley as a whole. We have some great partners in place, and we're just excited to get going here. I think it is really important that we continue to educate folks on the proper ways to get tickets, and, you know, the best way to get tickets is always to go to pplcenter.com. Our website we have a temporary website up right now that has the events that we have on sale are, you know, scrolling through. And then we'll probably be launching our official website this summer. But pplcenter.com will be the official place to go get your tickets. And again, we just want to educate people to make sure that they're, you know, getting them from a reputable source and, you know, not getting ripped off.
Sure. Is the interim website pplcenter.com as well?
Yes.
It's the same address?
You're
just going to update the website come opening?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. And so if I want to see what's happening or if there's an announcement like tomorrow morning, I could go to the website and
absolutely,
see.
Absolutely. You can also, you know, check us out on Facebook and on Twitter at PPL Center. Absolutely.
Okay. That's a good one. I'm not into social media as much as I should. It's this age of 31, you know. It's just.
And then, you know, just stay tuned. You know, we'll be making announcements throughout the summer. Again, there's going to be an announcement made tomorrow morning. And then another one next week, and, you know, hopefully we'll keep following that up with some exciting news throughout the summer.
Well, if there's not going to be a dark night, I mean,
we have a lot of announcements to make.
Hold on to your seat, and, you know, and you're going to be very, very busy.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's this is not a job or a career. This is a lifestyle, and, you know, it really it changes your life in a positive way. That's for sure.
Yeah, so. Well, that's great. Well, Gunnar, we want to thank you so much for joining us here at WDIY this evening. And I know this is a busy week for you promoting, you know, where we are with the PPL Center. So we're just capping it on radio tonight. But I know that you're heading down to steal ice to do some stuff and do some ice hockey yourself.
I gotta go pick up a couple things. I'm playing hockey tomorrow morning, bright and early. So
yeah. So. Listeners, thank you for staying with us. And Gunnar, again, thank you. And we look forward to hearing all your messages about what's happening. Listeners, thank you for again listening to Lehigh Valley Discourse on WDIY 88.1 FM. And stay tuned. I see Rick Weaver in the hallway, and he'll be up next with Celtic Fair.